preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen. Y'all didn't. You should have been shouting there. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. It's given to the Jew first, but it's also to everybody else. And that's what Peter is reminding us, that when we get into the basic, it's the whosoever's that the Lord came to save. Not special folk, but anyone that will hear his message and will appropriate his word to their lives, salvation is yours. But there are three things I want us to remember about Brother Peter's admonition to pay attention to Scripture. And this is really the essence of this, is that you pay attention to Scripture. He makes a point of letting us know that from the beginning, the Scriptures were not cunningly devised fables, but that holy men of God wrote as God gave them the inspiration. And so it is the infallible Word of God that is presented to you through human instrumentality. Mm-hmm. And as such, there are three things that I want us to think about today. In other words, you need to remember this. Number one, you need to remember there is a need to learn the word. Mm-hmm. Learn the word. Number two, there is a need to love the word. And number three, there is an absolute need to live the word. Amen, amen. Can we just look at this? We won't be long. To learn the word, amen, we learn God's truth for our lives.
All right.
But I got to tell you, you know, in science they said that osmosis is diffusion through a membrane. Well, you just can't be in proximity to the Bible and learn it. See, a lot of us have the Bible on the coffee table. We've got it up on the cabinet. But it really is helpful if we take it down and read it. Brother Paul says in 2 Timothy 2 and verse number 15 that we need to study. Come on. Amen. So us have approved unto God, workmen who need not to be ashamed. Those who can rightly divide the word of truth. Now, it is not without cause that he said rightly divide the word of truth. Because just like you can rightly... Are y'all messing with me? Satan, get out of my message.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Just like you can rightly divide the word of truth, you can wrongly divide the word of truth. That's why it is essential that we need to learn the word. We're going to get through this. Learn the word. What did God really say? No, we say God said. And you know, if God said everything that folks say God said, amen, you'd be crazy. Amen. But I have to tell you that we need to search the Scriptures to see if it be so. That if God said it, then there can be affirmation found in the Word.
Amen.
So there's a need that we learn the Word. Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. You know, if you're meditating on the word of God, some of the things that loom large in our lives are not really that large at all. Now, let me say that again. If you meditate on the word of God, some of the things that loom really large in our lives are not that large at all.
That's right.
Amen. Brother Bruce was telling us in Sunday school, and it's true, if we understand the scripture that says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Amen. We don't have to get ticked off at folk. Amen. Amen. We spend time getting mad at folk when that ain't your job. Amen. Your job is to pray for those who despitefully use you. Uh-huh. I know it's tough. It's tough, but you can do it through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Amen. You just turn them over into the hands of the Lord. And the Lord in his own time knows how to fix it. Amen. Amen. You're not upset. Amen. You can go on with life. But we try to fix it and we mess it up. If we allow God to be God. And you know, one of the things that when we learn the word of God, you know, the basic truth that we learn, that God is sovereign.
Amen.
Now, let me give you a Jones translation of what sovereign is. Sovereign is God is God and you ain't. You get that? Amen. There are some things that's not in your purview. You don't need to worry about. Turn it over to the Lord. Amen. We learn in Scripture, amen, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And so it's not those folk, it's all of us that is standing in the need of a Savior. We have to understand that for all of us, we recognize that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, I'm glad that Paul doesn't leave it hanging there. Amen, amen. The wages of sin is death. But then he quickly affirms, but the gift of God. Now, if you take note of the word, the gift of God, a gift implies it was given to you. You didn't work for it. You didn't earn it. It was given to you as a gratuitous grace by a loving God. Most of us need to understand that we need to hear how much God loves us. Amen. Can't you hear John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Now, I know you can't wrap your mind around everlasting. Amen. We think in finite numbers. But there are some numbers that your mind cannot even fathom. Well, that's what eternity is. Amen. And let me tell you something, folk. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. Amen. See, somebody need to hear this. Amen. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to spend it separated from God. Amen. I don't want to spend eternity separated from God. There's a number of reasons. I don't need not go into all of them, but let me give you a couple of them. Amen. I don't like the company that I would have in hell. Can I go ahead with number two? Now, see, some of us complain about it was warm in here. That ain't nothing for those folk who are going to be in hell. Amen. There are no air conditioning units in hell. You cannot call the air conditioning technician. Amen. What is that, John Moore? Yeah, anybody see that John Moore? Where he stands there with his arms folded for 10 years. Amen, amen. He could stand there for 10 years and he'd be burned to a crisp. But I'm glad that there is a place where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. Sometimes we get weary along the way and we wonder how come, how long, Lord? And the Lord said, yet a little while. Amen. But he has, amen, rest for the weary. And we learn that in his word. Amen, amen. We have to learn his word. And then number three, I want us to get this. Mm-hmm. When we talk about learning the word, you need to know this. For by grace are you saved?
That's right.
Through faith. Yes. Amen. And that not of yourselves. Again, it is the gift of God. God, if y'all not getting this, God wants to have a relationship with you. But you see, you can't serve him anyway. I come to the Lord anyway. No, you can't come to him anyway. Amen. There are some specifics that you have to have. Amen. We come to him. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost draws us. You will never be good enough of your own volition to come into the presence of God. But I've been made righteous. Go ahead. I have been made righteous by the shedding of the blood on the cross. Amen. I need not worry about how I look to you. Amen. And when Satan attempts to accuse me, look at no good Amos. But God said, I can't sin for the blood. The blood covers the old Amos. And I can hear Brother Paul saying in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, if any person be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Does not matter what you did, when you did it, or how long you did it. When you come to the Lord won't even look back at it. And so he tells us, I feel like preaching. He tells us, just turn your shoulder a little bit, look back at all that stuff behind you, and wave goodbye to it, because it's in the past. Well, let me go on. Amen. Somebody can understand that. They're still hung up in what they did. Amen. Because the devil keeps reminding you. That's his job. He's the accuser of the brethren. He wants to remind you, amen, how bad you were. But you know, when the devil comes and accuses you, you tell him what his future is. You can cut him off right at the legs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number two, we learn the word, but we also have to love the word. Now, when we love the word, we recognize its value. And this is what Brother Peter is saying. I want you to understand the value of the word. This is not something that we made up to tell you. Amen. And see, when you don't stay with Scripture, that stuff you made up. But as long as you stay with Scripture, amen, and Peter is saying, I know that after I leave, I want to make sure that you remember what God said. Because there will be folk who come in and will tell you something contrary to what God has said. Amen. He says, I want to establish you in the present truth. That when you have the word of God, you stand on the word. Right. Amen. I tell our young people who are going away to college, I know that you're feeling the seed of adulthood. And I know that when you get to wherever you're going, now I'm an adult. I know mom and daddy made me go to church, but I don't need to go to church anymore. I'm grown. Well, let me tell you something. The same thing that mama and daddy were teaching you, that's a truth I hope you've appropriated to your life. That when you get up on a Sunday morning, there will be something that will just draw you. And that something is called the Holy Ghost, will draw you to the church. Because you know there will be something lacking in your day if you have not spent time with the Lord. Well, let me go on. Amen. We have to be established in truth. But then we love the word because it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Listen at what Brother Peter says about the Christ in verse 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory.
All right.
Peter is remembering on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Right.
When, as Peter, James, and John went up with Jesus, and Jesus was transfigured before them. And then there came along Moses and Elias.
That's right.
And Peter said, Lord, it's just good to be here.
Yeah.
Let us build three tabernacles.
Yeah.
One for Moses and one for Elijah and one for you. And there was a voice that came from heaven that said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. And my brothers and sisters, that's still the message today. Amen. We don't want to hear Buddha. Amen. We don't want to hear any of those folks. We want to hear what Jesus has to say. And let me tell you something that Jesus said. Jesus said, if I'm for you, there is none who can be against me. Jesus says, you can do all things because I will strengthen you for the task. Amen. And so those who are apprehensive about going off to school, know in your knower that you're going to be a success. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen, amen. But you know, I always have to give it to Amos Tess. I look at folk who've already gone before me, and I say, well, if he did
it. That's right.
Amen, the same God.
That's right.
Amen, will take us through. So the word of God is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, it is interesting because for Brother Peter, the scripture for them was the Old Testament.
Right.
But Jesus was revealed in the Old Testament.
Amen.
Now, it is so much easier for us now. We've got the New Testament with all that Christ has done for us. You simply need to look at it and know what he has done. But then Peter looks back with loving remembrances. Mm-hmm. Verse 18, and this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. He's thinking about what an awesome God we serve. And I want to drop that on you. We still serve an awesome God. Amen. As a church friendship, we serve an awesome God. Amen. The awesome God that we serve says that no weapon that is formed against you. Hallelujah. I don't care what folk put up before you. Know that the God that you serve, amen, makes you an overcomer. You know, one of the sad things is that we will allow folk to tell us who we are in Christ. Say that again because somebody needs to hear this. You will allow folk to tell you who you are in Christ. I ain't nothing to that. I ain't nothing to them folk. Ain't none of them folk at that church any good. Well, you know whether you good or not. Because you know who indwells you. And let me tell you something. Your job is not to please people. But if your ways... Amen. You always need to please God, and he'll make you. Now, Brother Paul told us in Romans 12 that as much as lies in you, you live peaceably with all folk. Amen. You know, and that really is not hard when you don't take things personally. Psalm 119, 159 tells us, consider how I love thy precepts.
Yes.
Amen. Think about how I love your word. And Lord, I love your word. And then he says, quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. You know what the Lord will do in his word is your shortcomings, he will give you that overcoming power that they will not prevent you from being all that God has ordained you to be. Amen. I told them in Sunday school this morning, we all have circumstances that come in our lives that attempt to trip us up. Because I told them I was going down 14, whatever it is, 64. And just as I'm driving along, you know, having a high old time, listening to that tribute to Aretha, somebody cut right in front of me. And a natural inclination is to give them more than that. And I pointed out to them that I still remember how that's done. But there is something on the inside that will not allow you to do it. And I felt so much better that I did not resort to my baser instinct. Now, I know what folks say, but I just feel so good when I give them a piece of my mind. Well, the truth of the matter is most folk don't have a piece of a mind to give. So you just hold on to all that you... Cording, quicken me, Lord. Make me alive in your word. That when I would attempt to go over into doing what I'll not do, there's something about your word that jerks me back to where I ought to be. So quicken me according to your loving kindnesses. And then lastly, we have to, remember this, we have to live his word. Amen. It's not enough to talk his word. And by golly, we have a whole lot of folk talking his word. Amen. I need not tell y'all my pet peeve, but y'all know what it is. All the super Christians. And I know they got this big SC on their jacket or across their chest. Super Christian. Giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. Rascal, you don't come to prayer meeting, you don't come to teacher's meeting, you don't, he's the head of your life. You don't tithe, but he's the head of your life. Live the word. We have a sure word of prophecy, Peter said. You don't have to guess what you need to do. He makes it plain in his word. James says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. It is so easy to bring you here and tell you what thus say the Lord. Amen. I want to put you in remembrance that God says he wants us to live, amen, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And don't brag, because that's your reasonable service. We have a sure word of prophecy. If God said it, he'll cause it to come to pass. Amen. He says in here, thy words are like light shining in a dark place. And it ought to sign, and, you know, he says that we are light and we're salt. Amen. So, Leo, that men will see your good works, and they will glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. But our words are like, we say it in a hypocritical way, but we don't always want to do it. But let me remind you that the Lord tells us that we're to be doers of the word. Let the light shine in the dark place. And he tells us, and I love this, until the day star, verse 19, until the day star arise in your heart. Somebody asked me, well, who's the day star? I'm glad you asked. Yeah. Amen. He is the Son of the living God. We talk about the day star rising in your heart. It's the only one who can do what he did. Amen. He's the one who loved us so much that he came and gave his life as a ransom for us. Amen. You might not know how much God loves you, but I want you to know that Christ hanging on the cross is demonstrative of how much God loves you. I want you to know that there was no other that could give their life. Amen. The writer says in Revelation, they searched, looked under heaven and all into heaven, but they could not find one that was worthy. But the one that was sitting at the right hand of authority says, sacrifice you don't want, but give me a body and I'll go down. The Bible said, here he was. He came as the Lamb of God, but he redeemed us with the lion-like property. Amen. He's the Lamb and he's the Lion. He redeemed us like a lamb. But he had the power of the lion to defeat Satan. Can I go ahead? Can I think about the goodness of the Lord? All he's done for me. I don't know about you, but I want to praise him. I want to come before him and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Why? Because he first loved me. And I would not know love except Christ exemplified love. He showed what true love is. That love gives. Lust takes. But he loved us enough to give his life as a ransom for our sins. And the way he gave it was such a brutal way. Can I go ahead and preach? They took my Lord and your Savior, nailed him to a cross, rivets in his hands and rivets in his feet. They stretched him wide. They dropped him low. The Bible said, and out of his side came blood and water. Blood for redemption. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I want you to know that the God that we serve made it possible that whosoever will could come to him. Amen. Not certain folk, but whosoever will could come to the Lord. I want you to know that because of his love, we have a seal that is permanently imprinted on our souls. Have I got a witness here? Does not matter what the devil does. Once I'm saved, I'm irrevocably saved. Can I go ahead and preach? Well, the Bible tells me that the callings of God are irrevocable. God made it possible that whosoever will that comes to him, though I might err, yet he will not forsake me. Have I got a witness? When I find myself getting out of the path of righteousness, he has that will bring me back. The Holy Ghost will bring me into the path of righteousness. But I had him hanging on the cross, and we can't leave Jesus on the cross. He stayed there till Sunday morning, but early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. You need to be reminded of this, that Christ died for our sins, but he got up for our justification, that whosoever will can come to him. My sins have been paid for on Calvary. Though your sins be as scarlet, the blood that Jesus shed washed them whiter than snow. I don't know about you, and I don't know what you've done, but if nothing is impossible for the blood of Christ, there are those that talk about, well, I use Tide, and the others that say, I use this, and I use the house brand, but I use the blood of Christ that washed me whiter than snow. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Christ. Do you know him? Have you tried him? Oh, yes. He's not only my emotional stimulator. You see, for some of us, thank you, Holy Ghost. I feel like preaching now. For some of us, he's an emotional stimulator. We just get happy all over. You ever got a witness? We say something hit me in the mole of my head and ran down to the soles of my feet, but it did not touch your heart.
If nothing but the pure in heart shall see God when Christ, the living Savior, comes into a person's life. That person's life has been made better. The things I used to do, they're in the past. And God has washed away my sins. Everything is all right. I don't know about you, but every now and then I like to tell folk I'm all right, I'm all right. My sins have been paid for. I'm in the right relationship with God. Ah, yes. When I feel my weakness, I'm strong then. My weakness is made perfect in the Christ that I serve. Nobody can treat me like the Lord can treat me. If I got a witness here, do you know him? Have you tried him? Is he in your life? He puts running in your feet, clapping in your hands, the doorbell ring. Somebody said, since I met Jesus, things don't seem to be the same. I have a smile on my face for the whole human race. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can I go old school? He's bread when you're hungry. He's water in dry places. I'm reminded God is a good God, worthy to be praised. Can you praise him? Hallelujah is the highest all of praise. I don't know about you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We can sit here, but nothing happens on the inside. But if you really know it, I heard the old folks say, the fire keeps on burning. The wheel keeps on turning. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody. Nobody can do me like the Lord. Remember what Brother Peter is saying? And Brother Peter had a living experience. For he said, I'm big and I'm bad. They all might deny, but not me. But when the pressure came, amen, Peter caved in. And some of us have caved in. But the one thing about my master told the women, tell my disciples and Peter, I go before them into Galilee, and there they shall see me. And you know what's so interesting? I'm trying to quit. You know what's so interesting? When we read in 1 Corinthians 15, he was all that he was seen by. And now Acts doesn't tell us about the meeting that Jesus had with Peter. But they just say he had a meeting with him. The loving God will take you back. I don't care how bad you acted. Amen. When your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Come hell or high water, they can't take it out. Tell my disciples and Peter, I go before them. And in 2 Peter chapter number 1, Peter says about my decease. Peter said, when the time comes, I'm not worthy to die like my master.
That's right.
If you put me on the cross, put me upside down. Let me die with my head down and my feet up to let everybody know I'm not worthy to die like my master. Bless his holy name. If you're here today, I want you to know all our focus is on lives being made better. If you're here and you're not in a church relationship, would you come? If you have not experienced